here for a few weeks in the spring. What did you see from him then, and is there anything different now?
Well, you know, he's got a little experience. You know, he kicked in the preseason with Baltimore, so you know, obviously he's been kept. He's continued to work on his craft, so he did a good job today. And you know, I mean, shoot, like I told him, I say, what a great opportunity for you. You know, it's Thursday night, it's national television, and you got a great opportunity to go out there and you know, show what you're all about. And this is, you know, if you're a competitor, this is what you dream about.
Can I ask a cynical question along that line?
A who question?
A cynical question.
Apparently
he wasn't good enough in May to stick around to even get through the mini camps and the training camp. Why is he ready to go snap in a regular season football game?
I just coach who's here, you know, but he'll be fine. You know, obviously it's a great opportunity for him, guy's sakes. And then obviously we felt saw something, or we wouldn't put ourselves in a situation where we didn't have a chance to be successful.
Was it pretty thin out there?
Say that again.
Is it pretty thin out there?
You know, I'll be honest with you. Right now, I couldn't tell you. There's been a lot of, you know, kickers, punters, snappers get hurt in the preseason here. And, you know, I've been so focused, and usually I got a little list here, but and they've kind of pecked off. In fact, that was what I was worried about with getting Brett back here, because there was four teams that had some centers that got hurt, and I didn't know if we were going to have a chance. In fact, the fact that Brett had the child probably is what saved him from being in Jacksonville. Otherwise, we wouldn't even have the opportunity to have him then probably.
Do you have to coach nerves at all with Taylor?
I'm sorry?
Do you have to coach nerves at all?
Well, no, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's going to be nervous. I mean, I'm not going to, shoot, I get nervous. I've been doing this for 40 years. So, but I think it, you know, like I said, I had a great talk with him this morning. And like I told him, I said, you know, hey, this is a great opportunity for you. And this is what you've been dreaming about. And you know, Brett was very, very, very well liked around here in the locker room. And I said, I don't want you to feel that, hey, the people don't want you. People want you. This is your job. This is the profession that you're in. And don't take that any other way. And that he was very well thought of in the locker room and everywhere. So you just go out. This is your job now, and do what you do. And I think he's excited about it.
Based on what you've seen from Chicago, do you think they'll give you a chance in the kick return game?
You know, hopefully, I think when you look at Chicago, I mean, they're to me, one of their strengths is their punt return team, whether it be punt block or punt return, and then obviously the kickoff return. They got a guy that they can go the distance. In fact, he went the distance on a field goal, a long field goal in the Arizona in the preseason. So, but you know, it depends on, you know, I think in any time in this stadium, you got a chance of getting a return because of, you know, the winds and so forth. And so hopefully we'll get a return ball, get an opportunity to get one.
You talk about their returner. Is he a guy who's just going to take it out? I mean, I think they got seven returns, which is quite a bit.
So, I'm sorry.
Is he a guy who's just going to take it out? Was it Thompson? Is that his name?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think they're going to be smart about it. I mean, they're not going to just, you know, if it's five, six, seven deep, I don't know if they'll take it out. But I think if it's close, he'll probably bring it out. I mean, we're going down we got to cover with the expectation that they're going to bring it out.
Mike had seemed to suggest that Brett had sustained that injury earlier in the game. What did you think that said about him that he was able to finish it off for you?
Well, here's what I'll tell you about Brett Good. 2 years ago in the Oakland game, he tore his ACL in the third quarter, played the whole game. I didn't even know about it till Monday morning. And then this happened in the first punt of the game, first punt of the second half. I mean, I don't know if anybody saw, but I mean, we're over having long snapper tryouts on the, you know, we have a guy that was going to be the backup, but he went out there and he snapped and obviously a key situation there with the kick and put the ball in the money, put it down, and Mason put it through. So, I mean, it tells you the kind of guy that he is. He's a winner, he's a competitor, and he's a tough guy.
Are you more interested in accuracy than speed? I mean, would you rather have accuracy as opposed to speed?
I mean, I think, you know, the number one thing, I mean, obviously they got to be able to protect. I mean, that's what's different with the young guys coming out, and that's why I'm glad he's got a little experience. He's, you know, he's been working on it for a couple of years, and so he's got some experience with the protection. Usually your punter's the guy that's going to speed up the operation. You know, accuracy, you want to make sure he puts the ball where you didn't, you know, and that's all – along with that being said, if the ball's not where it needs to be, that's what slows the punter down. So you want, you know, I guess accuracy and protection are the things that I most look at.
In the field goal game, isn't that kind of what offset you with Derek, was that when it's not quite accurate, you had an interruption in the...
Well, what you don't want is you don't want the ball spinning when Mason goes to kick it. You know, you don't want that, you know, be able to, you know, it's not always going to be, the laces aren't always going to be at 12 o'clock, but, you know, you'd like for it to be pretty much the same, and whatever they have to turn, if he has to turn a little bit, it's fine. And, you know, and Justin's done a good job. You know, he's got good hands and done a good job of getting the ball down on the spot and getting it spun. But, you know, and Mason's good, you know. But he gets a little unsettled when the ball's spinning around when he's trying to kick it.
Do you suspect the Bears will try to go for some blocks and test?
Well, that's what they've done. That's what they've done all three games. I mean, they're a team that's kind of similar to us in terms of they're going to pressure the punter, and then they're also, you know, they also got a good return man back there that you got to make sure that you get out and cover. So I would foresee both, and that's what they've done the first three games.
On special teams over the weekend.
He did a nice job. You know, once again, every time he steps on the field, every time he plays, he's going to get better and better. It's just, you know, he's one of these all ears. He listens. He wants to please. And that's what's fun about coaching, you know, young guys and special teams guys, because a lot of times that's their opportunity. And you can just see them grow and get the experience that they need to get. And, you know, then they go on and get on the offense or defense and we lose them.
Spring Trevor a little bit?
Well, yes, he did. He had a nice block. In fact, it was, and I told him when he came off the sideline, I said, it was a, you know, you always, as a coach, you overcoach. It was close. I mean, it was right. It was a good block. It was a great block. But you always, hey, be smart. You know, you want to be smart on that. And you know, you don't know for sure how the officials are going to call him, particularly early in the year here. But he did have a nice block. He really did. And that's after, he's actually the guy who forced the punt. So he forced the punt and then got back down and made the block. So, you know, that shows you he's hustling and doing the things that we ask him to do.
Do you know what Trevor saw that made him fair catch?
Well, he didn't see the guy trip. I mean, I think he felt the guy coming down on the fair catch. And, you know, guys, unless you've done it, it's not as easy a job back there as you think. But what made it look like he had all that space was him and 20 got the feet tangled up, and he fell down. If you remember, their gunner fell down. That's what it made it look like. It was all that room.
Do